Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Could we avoid using the word relapse when you're talking about the weather?
I'm sorry, I did not even think about that. My bad.
Are we allowed to make cancer jokes?
I think we are. I think it's a good way to deal with it.
I think if I say it's okay, if I'm making them, I think
I'm
we're
not going to make the jokes.
Right?
If you make them, it's okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. There's one of us in the room that can make cancer jokes.
Okay.
Exactly one.
The rest of us will laugh on cue.
Yeah, he starts saying there's a relapse of snow. I'm like, oi, with the verbiage, with the relapse. Not a recurrence of, please, let's not. The snow is coming at us like a cancer. Don't do any of that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Appreciate that. Well, thank you. We are making jokes because life goes on, and of course, we'll be keeping you updated about my health. But today we're here in studio, all three of us, which is a beautiful thing. We'll be streaming Joe Linsley at 3:30. He is our reporter on the ground alive in Lviv, Ukraine. Every time I know we're going to have Joe on, I'm like, oh, thank God he's alive another day here to tell the story. And I get nervous.
Wait, we have our own reporter on the ground in Western Ukraine.
Okay. So again, he doesn't work for WCCO Radio and WCCO Radio.
Can we pretend he works for us?
We cannot. It's not funding him, but he is an independent journalist and he started the Lviv Lab. And he started this, 2 years ago. And before the pandemic, he went to Lviv to travel and decided to stay there and decided to ride out the pandemic and now decided to fight there and do independent journalism from Lviv. So we will be chatting with him and we'll be streaming that on the Facebook and Twitter live at 3:30.
3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Be the Match coming up in just a few minutes, right?
Yes, they are going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit more about my upcoming bone marrow transplant. So yes, we're going to talk with Be the Match, a great nonprofit organization that finds people like me who need bone marrow transplants, donors, and connects them and literally saves people's lives. So we're going to be joined by CEO Amy Ronenberg in a few minutes.
A lot of people thinking about spring break.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Jorah, and I know the next few weeks are going to be...
Yeah, they'll be fun. Chemo, mayo. That'll be a real spring break.
Rochester.
Party! Woohoo!
Rochester is lovely this time of year, but
bikinis and pick lines and infusions. Oh, yeah, good times.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all, no. My youngest was offered to go with a friend to Hawaii for spring break, so I said, "Hell yeah!"
Ruby's in Hawaii.
So baby girl is in Hawaii, and she FaceTimed me this morning and gave me the tour of the luxury, you know, the house they're staying in that they rented, and the pool and the beautiful weather. So yes, my little one is in Hawaii. My big one just got back to Madison after being in Miami. Trip with her sorority sisters. And yeah, the spring breaks are happening all around town, but it's an expensive spring break if you're driving.
And you're going to drive down this weekend to do some partying?
Yeah, we're going to go to Madison.
Avoid the frat parties. Okay,
I'll
no keggers.
That's got to
keep
kids.
You healthy.
No, Mark and I'll be watching Netflix in the hotel by 9 p.m.
That's good. That's safe. That's good. I want to keep you healthy.
But the traveling is tough because gas prices are so expensive.
Yeah.
So if anybody was going to take a road trip or even book a last-minute flight, I was grateful I booked her flight to Hawaii months ago, and they were planning because before my diagnosis, we were looking at a trip to Denver, and the rates had gone up $300 like overnight because of the gas prices. So I was like, mm-mm, we're not going.
I'm heading east to spend a week with my dad, with Volker, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully do a few interviews, do the show from his place in Pennsylvania. And the airfare doubled since the last time I flew east, which was back in November, doubled.
Wow.
And the car rentals, I mean, you get a little crappy car and it's, you know, $600 a week. I'm like, really? When did that
That's
happen?
Expensive, man.
Yeah. So
everything
is more. And I just wonder if people are changing their spring break plans. If they were planning on flying, maybe now they're driving, even though that's going to be a lot more expensive than last year at this time. Shoot us a message. Mm-hmm. Text us, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Are you changing your spring break plans because the cost of everything has gone up so much?
Yeah, and even with inflation, I'm sure the cost of hard goods, the cost of eating out at restaurants, I imagine we're seeing inflationary rises at most of these places as well. I don't know. I mean, I guess we still eat out, and maybe I just don't look or just assume that's the cost of eating out. And, you know, whether it's a healthcare tax or inflation, they have to make money, these restaurants, and I want to support them.
I have not put a mask on in weeks.
Really?
And it's liberating.
But, well, are you going out to restaurants? Or
yes.
Yes. Okay, you're good. I still wear mine.
Well, you should.
Right.
Yes, you absolutely should.
Wow, good for you.
So,
you're like a real person.
Well, it's almost like 2019, like, only more expensive.
I don't wear one in the studio here because I know everybody in the building is vaccinated.
Yeah.
And there's so few of us. And even David and I are 6 feet apart right now. You know, no one is coming back to my little cubicle back there. But I do wear it when I and I'm okay with that, though. Like, I'm okay even post-cancer. I mean, I'll have to wear my mask for a long time. Post-transplant, but even I think I feel safer, you know, regarding everybody else's schmutz.
Schmutz.
Yeah.
Cooties.
Yeah, whatever you got, I don't want it.
When we got down to Florida in early February, people looked at us. They gave us dirty looks because we were still wearing masks, going into the Publix, into the grocery stores down there. They looked at us like, what are you doing?
Florida.
Because apparently COVID never came to Florida.
No, there was never COVID
never.
In Florida. Nope.
Never.
COVID in Florida. Nope.
Doesn't no it? Injuries, no deaths. It's miraculous.
We didn't get it in Florida. We just must have gotten it on the plane home from
but again,
Florida.
I think the bottom line is I'm not judging you. You don't judge me. Do what you think is best.
It's all
for
good.
Your
mask
health.
Up if you want.
Yeah.
That's right. And in fact, they stopped the mask mandate at my kid's school. And my son said, he goes, you know, Mom, I still wear it in passing, in between the classes, like when they're passing in the halls. I said, oh, you don't have to. And he's like, I know, but I think a lot of them just feel safer with the mask on, or they're used to it and they don't care. And certainly not political to them. It's not a statement. It's just a thing. And my guy, you know, he's around me. So I think he's also thinking about protecting me. So
Lori still makes me wear a mask in bed
every
night. And I'm still a little offended by that. But okay, whatever it takes.
Too good. Too good.
All right.
Your bone marrow transplant questions answered by CEO of Be the Match, Amy Ronenberg. Next. So you guys heard the news. You heard the announcement that I made yesterday that very unfortunately, my leukemia has returned and I have to go back into treatment for a bone marrow transplant. This will be my first bone marrow transplant, despite what you may have read in the news. This will be my first because my first course of treatment was 8 rounds of intensive chemotherapy that got me into remission for 16 months. It worked great.
Right.
until it didn't. So now that we know it's back, my next course of therapy is a bone marrow transplant. And that comes from a donor. And if there were not donors in the world, people like me would die. Our next guest is the CEO of an organization that finds those donors and saves people's lives. Amy Ronenberg is the CEO of Be The Match. Be The Match is a global organization that is based right here in Minneapolis that is saving lives every day. Amy, I am so grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me today. And Jordana, just want to say how very sorry we are, and everyone at Be The Match has you in their thoughts right now.
Oh, girlfriend, I know. Trust me, I wish I was not a member of this club, or at least I wish I was only a donor member of that club. But I have such gratitude for organizations like Be The Match that do this. And we have lots of questions for you. And because I'm new to transplant, because I was just straight chemo last time, we have a bunch of questions. First of all, tell us the process. Yeah, tell us the process of becoming a donor. Like, who do you need? How does it get the job done? How does the organization work?
Absolutely. So it is really easy to join our registry. It's a simple cheek swab. And you can do it at home. We will send you a kit at home. You swab your cheek. It gets sent back in and we type it. You've talked about HLA and matching, and so we will type it for that HLA. Now, you must be 18 to 40. And I know we probably have listeners right now that are over the age of 40 and are wondering how they can help. Tell your children, tell your grandchildren to swab. The reason that we say 18 to 40 is the outcome of the patient. As the donor gets older, the outcomes get worse for the patient. So we really are trying to focus on that younger donor.
Yeah, I want that young marrow. Maybe it can, you know, lift up my neck, my neck or my chin. Maybe, I mean, if I get the new marrow, is it going to help the wrinkles?
Sure. Right? I don't think it does
right?
that.
Tummy skin, come on. I want all the good stuff.
Nice try, but no.
Absolutely. And I think we can actually text Jordana Green one word to 61474 if you want to join Be The Match Registry.
Tell me again. I'm writing it down because this is new.
Right,
you guys just did this for us.
61474. Okay. Text WCCO to 61474. And then what happens, Amy?
So it's the greatest waiting list in the world. And sometimes you'll receive a call shortly after you join. Sometimes it can take years. But once you're called, Be The Match will work directly with you, and we will go through a series of a physical exam, some blood work to make sure that you're healthy, and then if it is deemed that you are the right donor for that patient, you'll go through with a procedure. Now, that procedure, 85% of the time, is very similar to donating blood. You sit in a chair, and we will take, in very simple, plain English, we take the blood out of you. It goes through a process where we pull all those good cells out, and we put the blood back in you. That is it. If there are about 15% of the time where it is a bone marrow extraction, and that is where you would be put under, your bone marrow would be extracted, and people often say it feels like they got hit in the, or they bump themselves in the hip really hard. So there can be some soreness. But
again, I don't want
most
people,
the time,
Amy, I don't want people to be nervous about that. First of all, it's most of the time, it's just a blood draw. And I have had 15 bone marrow biopsies. Here's what they do. They give you some really awesome drugs. You take a nap. They wake you up. You put a Band-Aid on your hip. And, you know, you're maybe sore for a day. Advil, you're done. Like, it's not a painful procedure. I think there's a lot of misinformation about that. And I don't want people to think that it's going to hurt or, you know, they put you out for 15 minutes. They do the procedure. But mostly it's just a blood draw.
Absolutely. Like I said, 85% of the time it is sitting in a chair for about 4 hours. And you're right. There is a lot of misconception out there on taking parts of your body out and things, just crazy things we've heard. It is very simple, and you can save a life.
Yeah. Hey, Amy, this is Paul. Thank you for joining us today. The process has become less invasive and easier, not only for donors, but and also for recipients. Can you back up and explain bone marrow transplants? I mean, bottom line, Jor's bone marrow is currently producing blood that has very minute amounts of cancer. by getting this donor marrow, she can be producing new blood that doesn't have the cancer. I know I'm oversimplifying, but is that kind of the right idea?
Paul, you said it great. So let's, in plain English, what's going to happen is Jordana will, as she has mentioned before, they're going to put her into remission, get rid of those cancer cells, and then they need to make room. So, Paul, let's just say you were the donor. They're going to make room for your cells, and they're going to reduce and make room in Jordana's body for those cells. They're going to remove the cells that she currently has that are making the T cells that's giving her ALL. And they're going to put your cells in her. And what that is, it really is, looks just like a bag of blood. And likely Jordana will have a central line placed. It makes it much easier to administer. And it's very much like a transfusion where the bone marrow or that blood will go into her bloodstream. It'll settle in her bone marrow. We've now made the room for that. And in the first 30 days when donated cells, they'll start to grow and they'll make new blood cells. And this is called engraftment. And it's a really important milestone in the transplant process is that engraftment. It's critical that the donor cells engraft in the patient. And then for the next 30 to 100 days, doctors are going to watch really carefully for any infection or complications. And those donated cells will begin to grow and create new blood cells. And so those new blood cells will basically become your immune system and will make you strong.
Okay.
God willing, from your mouth to God's ear, Amy. Yeah. I hear you. Some texters are asking questions, some listeners. They're saying, you know, they've been on the registry since 1997. Or will they ever get a call? They never got a call. Is that common, that you never get a call?
Well, right now, worldwide, there are about 43 million people on the registry.
Wow.
And in the United States, last year, we facilitated over 6,600 transplants. Now, that 43 million may seem like a really big number, but as you've talked about, matching can be challenging. And I think you have two potential matches out of 43 million.
I do.
And there are still patients who don't have that match, who don't have that 10 out of 10. And so it is possible that you're on the registry and you don't get the call. It is possible that you've been on the registry for 15 years and you will get the call still. We ask people, you know, we say it's the greatest waiting list. As you're waiting for that call, there are other ways that you can contribute. Tell others, first of all, be an advocate for Be the Match. We also have a lot of patients who, you know, transplant can impact them financially. Last year, we were able to help nearly 3,500 patients with financial donations and being able to help them pre- and post-transplant with their expenses. So that's another way. And then we're always looking for volunteers to help in different ways. So there are many ways in which you can continue to contribute to the organization if you haven't quite gotten that call yet.
Amy, sure. I love that you brought this up because, yes, it's the marrow. We want your blood. We want it, you know. But the financial aspect of bone marrow transplant, you know, it's probably going to cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for me to get this transplant. I mean, thank God I have great insurance, but I've been joining a bunch of support groups on Facebook, and there are so many people in other countries that just don't have the funds to get a transplant. And I see that all the time. You know, they're starting GoFundMe pages there, and that, I mean, that just breaks my heart in so many pieces that people don't have the privilege of healthcare like I have, you know, because of my union and because I have healthcare because of my job. And the fact that you not only need the marrow, you need the money, too. Like, you're a regular nonprofit organization that needs finances so you can help people that can't afford that. So if, let's say somebody is older, they can't give marrow, they want to give money, is it just bethematch.org?
It sure is, but you can also go to what Paul said at 61474 and make a financial donation, too. But yes, bethematch.org. And, you know, Jordana, even if those who have insurance, we find that oftentimes income is reduced because the patient can't work.
Right.
They have to actually be close to whatever their transplant center is. Their caregiver sometimes can't work because they're taking care of the patient. And you see expenses definitely increase with lodging expenses and new travel costs going back and forth. And so there's times where someone has a match, they have insurance, but they still can't afford all the other extras. And that's where we come in and we make sure that we're able to help them continue on with their transplant.
Amy, we're out of time, but I so appreciate you. Amy Ronneberg from CEO of Be The Match right here in Minnesota. Again, global organization, saving lives every single day. Thank you so much. And we're going to have you on the show a lot. You'll be explaining a lot. So thank you again for the time today.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. We're thinking about you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And they did say they created a link for me. Hold on one second. Where is that, David? It was the text. You can text to 61474. Text Jordana Green. My name, Jordana Green, to 61474 if you want to get on the registry or make a donation. So obviously we're working very closely with
them. They don't want my marrow, though, right?
You're too old, my friend.
Old fart marrow. I'm having a sale on my marrow.
They might want David's, and his kits are in the mail, David. Thank you. He and Katrina, their kits are in the mail from Be The Match. They are going to swab and see if they can save a life.
Nice.
Let's break. Joe Lindsley from Ukraine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Next. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello.
We're so excited about our next guest. Every time I see Joe Lindsley, I breathe a sigh of relief. He is from Lviv Lab, an independent news organization that he started in Ukraine. And for those of us that are new to Joe's reports from us, he moved there in 2020 before the pandemic. Got stuck there for the pandemic, chose to live there afterward. And then he chose to stay, even though he is an American citizen, during this horrific war. So, Joe, I'm just glad you're safe and I'm happy to see you.
Likewise. Great to see you both. And I appreciate these check-ins. And, you know, we've had Lviv still has not been hit directly. Yesterday, we had, within 24 hours, 5 air raid alarms. And we've had increasing strikes, you know, sort of 80 miles to the south and to the north. Last week, there was very near the western edge of Lviv was a Russian strike. And so there is this sense that Russians are dancing around this city. And so we feel that here. At the same time, life is people have to work and open their businesses. I was at the barbershop 2 days ago during an air raid alarm. There's music in the streets again. It's a very strange sense of waiting and trying to live amid this fear and uncertainty.
I tell you what, I mean, yesterday we had somebody on the air, Joe, a former Air Force veteran who is putting his life on pause and coming to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine. He claims that there are thousands of Americans who are going to show up in this battle, dictatorship, autocracy versus what's going on right now. So my question to you, a couple of things that caught my eye. Ukraine's Ministry of Defense said Russian troops may have enough food, fuel, and ammo for another 3 to 4 days. How is the mood? People in the trenches, is there a sense that Ukraine is not only resisting the invaders, but pushing them back? What's the mood?
Yeah, there is a sense. I mean, there remains. I mean, we look at the city of Mariupol, which has been under siege. There, the mood is terrible. And it's a city of immense suffering. And people can't get food. In the occupied city of Kherson today, which is the only city that Russia really controls here right now, people try to protest and as though they were in Russia, the Russians fired upon the protesters. Kharkiv is still suffering immensely. Kyiv has been in a strange sense of calm. It still gets a few airstrikes every day, but the city has not been invaded. I would say I've spoke with a few of those foreign soldiers. They came by our office last week. And if you go to thevivlab.com, you can see some videos of an American Marine and a British soldier. And they shared their experiences in the trenches. And they said it's like World War One. It's been an absolutely terrifying, horrible experience. They hear the cries of the Russians who are abandoned on the battlefield, but also the Ukrainians have not always been well supplied. I'd say, you know, we're in this strange in between at this moment. I mean, I think, you know, it looks like, you know, Putin certainly has miscalculated, but everyone wonders if he's got further tricks up his sleeve. There was a quote from a friend told me earlier that I wanted to share with you because that. I was today we were sort of feeling, OK, how long are we going to be in this waiting place? And then I think of those who are really suffering because Lviv is still calm and safe. And a friend of mine, he's a wine merchant here. And he said, suffering is the price of freedom. We Ukrainians don't see it another way. We have freedom and we all have to pay a price for it. We will suffer for it. It's the true way. That is a mentality that I encounter from east to west in this country. And so in these moments when, you know, even here in Lviv, people get a little wary of this. But then you think, wait, people are really suffering in the east. So that's how we keep our spirits going. But when it comes to, you know, 3 or 4 days of supplies, I talk with American experts. I talk with some of the foreign fighters here. I speak with Ukrainians. No, there's wide estimates. Will this go on for one more month? Will it go on for a year? We don't know. We can't have a sense of it. But one thing we do know, the only reason it's gone on this long is because Ukraine was much stronger than Russia, and I think the world anticipated.
Absolutely.
I think everyone is shocked by that, including the Russian leader himself. So it's encouraging to watch that it has gone on this long. You talked about supplies, and we're hearing that 10 million people have left Ukraine. What about food supplies for people like you and just like things that you need to live? Do you have everything that you need to be healthy and stay well?
In Lviv, certainly. I mean, when it comes to sort of survival supplies and things like sleeping bags, that stuff is now in short supply. That's difficult. But when it comes to food and everything else, Lviv is okay. And Lviv is able to keep the refugees fed. So many have been processed and you know, in the sense of they came through the railway station here and they've made it to Poland in safety. In fact, the wait time at the border is significantly reduced. I think the Ukrainians, really the volunteers, did an amazing job. It was very difficult and brutal for a few weeks, but that is much calmer now. But when you look at the city of Kharkiv, which experienced continual shelling, people do have to wait in line for 2 hours just to get bad food, to get some bread. And in Mariupol, they can't. They can't eat, and it seems that Russia – Mariupol seems like one of the worst sieges in human history. You think of the Spartans. You think of Cromwell going after Irish cities in the Renaissance times. Mariupol is – the Russians are seeking to starve that city. But here in the West, we are well supplied for now.
So Russia's military is 8 times the size of Ukraine's. I mean, you talk about asymmetric warfare. And look, I mean, Ukrainians are fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their homeland. They are the resistance. And I've been fascinated to learn about drone warfare and how Ukraine has perfected the art of these drones that can travel 10, 15, 20 miles. They can carry large bombs, and they've been incredibly effective hitting Russian targets. Can you talk a little bit about some of the technology? And there's probably stuff going on that we don't even know anything about when it comes to cyber, right?
Yeah, whereas it's easier for us to find and access and certainly to share information about the Russian movements and Russian strikes. But it's more difficult to see. And the Ukrainians have been very good. I spent some time in Israel, and I feel that they've been almost as sharp as the Israelis in keeping their movements secret. And, you know, in Lviv, especially when we have all these this increasing air raid alarms, there's rumors that maybe the air defenses are working, but we don't have clear stories or evidence of what exactly has happened. Even when the military base, Yavoriv, where many of the foreign fighters came through that base, for many years, NATO was training fighters there, or NATO militaries were training Ukrainians there. I heard some reports that the air defenses blocked maybe 70% of the Russian missiles, but we don't know. We don't know the full answer on that. And I think Ukrainian military is intentionally being, as the Israelis would, for example, mysterious about that. So it's hard to know. I think the one thing that we see. Look, we haven't seen Russian aircraft here. You know, it has been mainly drone strikes on the cities. That's been a curious thing. The Economist had a story about that last week. And this sometimes makes people wonder, does Russia have tricks up its sleeve? We have seen, and the reports I had from the guys who were in the trenches, the demoralization of the Russian soldiers. And since the unprofessionalism, they don't, what are they fighting for? But they do have equipment. They have a lot of it. And so that's Russia's strength. Ukraine has great anti-tank capabilities from the gifts from the UK and from the US. And so I think that has really helped Ukrainian bravery, and some of that equipment has really helped sustain this. But I would say, and maybe after this, we will get a better sense of it, but Ukrainian air defenses, at least in the center of the Ukraine, but especially in the West, seem to have been strong so far.
That's amazing.
I know. It's a real David and Goliath story.
Yeah.
Joe, finally, what do you need? What does your team at Lviv Lab need? Because every time we talk, I get emails. How do we reach Joe? How can we help? You know, people want to help. We feel helpless here. So how can we help you personally?
Yeah, we appreciate that. And one thing we've seen, and even though, you know, we keep our location relatively secret here to protect us should the worst happen here in Lviv, but we've had so many people coming to our office to volunteer, to seek help. And originally there was, you know, help moving refugees. Now there's a focus on, and this is what I think there's inspired by Ukrainian activist journalism. There's a great role for journalists. And we hear when people are not getting the aid, you know, and supplies that are sent from the West. For example, there was a story of 200,000 tourniquets that were donated and no one sees them. And I hear, you know, mayors of different cities and leaders of different battalions who need tourniquets. That's one thing that we are working to do to get at a micro level when there's an urgent need to get funds and money and actual supplies to people. We have a medical team from our office that currently is in the east of Ukraine delivering supplies. And we'll share that report tomorrow. So, yeah, if you visit LvivLab.com and click on our Telegram channel, you can follow the news. We also welcome donations through that page.
It's amazing what they've done. And unlike Russia, there is a free and vibrant press still in Ukraine in wartime. We appreciate everything you and your team do. Joe Lindsley, Lviv Lab, keep it going. Be safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
So, Dana and Paul, thank you. Always good to see you.
Yeah. Great to see you. Oh, like I said, a sigh of relief every time I see his face. I'm just so grateful that he's there. LvivLab.com, where you can follow all of his updates. I follow him on Instagram also, JP at JP Lindsley. So do that, and we will be right back.
Things are loosening up COVID-wise, or at least COVID safety-wise. We're keeping the COVID, and we're getting rid of the safety. Indoor concert goers and fans at sporting events here in L.A. will no longer have to show proof of vaccination starting April 1st. I guess they figure if we get hit with a new variant, they can just say April Fools, but it's good news. I think Lakers fans will still be encouraged to wear masks, but not because of COVID, just because how embarrassing the season has been.
Harsh.
Ow, yeah.
Harsh. Biting, Jimmy, biting.
Well, you know, there's some truth there. There's some truth there.
So I just wanted to remind everybody, because I think you screwed this up.
Are you surprised? Well, oh, about who to text it to?
Yes, because we had the CEO of Be The Match, which is a bone marrow registry, on earlier today. And they said they're so kind. They created a text ability to either sign up for the registry or donate with my name. So they want you to text Jordana Green,
right,
all one word, Jordana Green, to 61474. Very easy.
Right.
Text Jordana Green to 61474, and you are able to sign up for the registry if you are under 40
and
or donate money.
A swab kit if you're between the age of 18 and 40.
If not, donate money.
Go save a life. Do it. Do it now.
Appreciate that.
Text Jordana Green, 61474. Save a life. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.